Next agenda item number 13, discussion and possible action on resolution authorizing and repayment of capital debt for water supply storage at Akiya Lake, presented by John Halls.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the next two items from the presentation I'm getting ready to do here actually relates to this item and the next one after that. As you all know, since we received the proceeds more than a year ago from the Opossum Kingdom divestiture of approximately $50 million, we have enjoyed the privilege of excess reserves that we've had for this last year. And as you heard, the investment report unfortunately have suffered through a difficult period of getting any return associated with those monies. So we have we've been looking at what can we do with these funds to get the most return for them. We obviously do have capital projects in spending, and you'll see in a minute. I'll do a summary of that. But as we've looked at our debt, we said, well, we do have a lot of debt outstanding. And our debt, we pay anywhere, depending on the debt, a 4 to 5% rate of return. And it makes sense to perhaps utilize these funds to pay off our debt and, in effect, create more return on our excess reserves that we have. So next slide. This is a current look at our debt at the beginning of this year that we started. The water supply system debt, which is what's really significant here, that's really our debt. The contract revenue debt below you can see is really the obligation of those two projects, the raw water line and SWATS, and we've already approved paying off the SWATS debt so that facility can be transferred. But it's really our obligation is the $107 million up there, and it's in a combination of things. Federal reservoir debt, which are contracts that we signed many years ago, back as far back as the 1960s through the 1990s, to pay for the water capacity in the federal reservoir system, and those are long-term loans, if you will, with the federal government that have varying interest rates. You know, I'll show that in a second. And then the other category, revenue bonds, those are typical long-term revenue bonds that we have issued for the water supply system to fund various things from Lake Granbury to Possum Kingdom and improvements and the like. And that's what we're talking about perhaps paying down here. Next slide. Federal reservoir side, the 33-some-odd million dollars, you can see it broken down. The one we are targeting that makes the most sense to repay early is Lake Aquila. It's the most recent one. You can see it holds the highest interest rate of 5.2%. It has approximately about a $9 million. There will be some accrued interest based on the date we do this. There's some accrued interest, but that's the principal balance of it at this particular point. And you can see it goes out for a number of years. But that's our first recommendation is to use $9 million, a little more than $9 million probably, with the final interest to pay down the Aquila debt at this point, which would gain us obviously an effective return of over 5% if we did that. Next slide. On the revenue bond side, the revenue, now some of these are not callable yet, in fact, but the one we're looking at is the 2005A that you can see highlighted in the middle. That debt is callable, in other words, is eligible to be repaid early on February the 15th is its call date. So that's coming up in just a couple of weeks, of course. So that's eligible. The ones below it are not callable yet. They do become callable. The 2005B becomes callable later in the year, and then 6 and 9 become callable in some subsequent years. And, in fact, the Series 2002A above it is callable also in August. But right now we're just focusing on the 2005A, that it makes the most sense to pay that debt off at this point. Again, it has the interest rates vary based on the series that you're talking about on the various bonds associated, but you can see they're anywhere from 425 to 470 is the interest rate that we're paying on that particular debt. The state participation debt, I want to make just a point in case someone might have a question or notice this, but the state participation loan with the Water Development Board, the Series 2002, is the Allen's Creek. That's what we have with that when we bought the property at Allen's Creek originally, is the $6 million. We've not paid any of that principal down. The way the state participation loans are, you don't pay. In fact, you don't even pay interest in some of the early years, and we're not even going to start paying interest until 2023, I believe, would start paying down that $6 million. And we actually have at this point a no-interest loan on the interest in the early years. So even though it looks like the interest rate is high there, right now it wouldn't make sense to pay that loan off because we've got $2 million of interest we would have to pay off and it doesn't cost us anything for that $2 million right now. So that one at this point we're not recommending. Series 2, the first one on the list has actually paid off earlier this year, but I put it on there because it had a balance as of August. It paid off in November of 2011. Anyway, that's next slide. This just shows you real quickly our reserve balances, because you say, well, how much money do we have? Can we afford to do this? Our reserve balances at the beginning of this year, under our reserve policy that the board approves, working capital, 90 days reserve, about $6 million. We have a contingency reserve, about $5 million, self-insurance reserve of $500,000, and the remainder of our money's in our rate stabilization fund, nearly $80 million to begin the year. And then we also have in a restricted, because our bond covenant's required, we have a repair and replacement fund, and you're actually going to have an agenda item come up that'll talk about that in just a minute. But that's a fund required under our bond covenants, and we really have to establish that. That is the board's money you'll ultimately get back when the bonds are paid off, when all of our water supply bonds are paid off. But until then, it's required to maintain that fund. Next slide. This is now looking at the year, saying, okay, if we take our rate stabilization fund, which we just saw a minute ago was nearly $80 million, where does that take us this year if we look at all the things we've been looking at today? We project an operation surplus from our budget of about $1.4 million this year. We'll probably still make that or maybe even a little better than that before the year's out. We do have a significant number of capital expenditures. I sort of reforecast them a little bit, but you can see it's nearly $29 million of capital expenditures. We're in the early parts of the year, so it's up in the air exactly how much we'll spend on that. But you can see the sort of the general categories there, the PK dam improvements, the hydroelectric. We just took action today to authorize up to that amount of money for the hydroelectric decommissioning. Lake Granbury dam improvements, that's our low-flow facility that we're working on, and we'll spend that money. Lake Granger intake, that's if we end up having to do dredging work out at Lake Granger, and that's to be determined at this point. System operation permit of $2 million. Again, Jim had presented that item, and that's almost undoubtedly going to get spent this year. And the Trinity Groundwater is a project that we have that we'll spend some money, whether it'll be all $5.5 million, we'll see. The Graham flood control we talked about earlier. Again, depending on how that works out, we could very well spend all that money in this fiscal year. And then there's just assorted other projects that add up to another couple of million dollars. So you can see that's about $29 million. The PK divestiture proceeds, that's really the Set Ranch. We're obviously going to be working to try to bring that to closure, whether that'll get done in fiscal 12 or not. And how much that will be is to be determined. It's going to be based on appraisal values and negotiations associated with that. We've just been using a placeholder of $7.5 million. That may or may not be representative of the number, but it will be somewhere in the millions, I suspect. But and then the SWATS transfer, again, as everybody is familiar with, the $6 million. The other $500,000 we talked about earlier will actually be covered in the budget up above, but that's the transfer payment that we've got. And then the two things that I'm speaking about, the payoff of the Lake Quilla project at the Federal Reservoir of approximately $9 million. And again, there'll be a little bit more than that with some interest. And then the redemption of the 2008 bond, which is $11 million. And there'll be a little bit more interest there, but not maybe $100,000 of interest. So if you do all of those things as it's represented, you'll end up with an ending balance of your rate stabilization fund of $34 million. At the end of the year if all that gets done, which quite frankly, even though I know it's down a lot from what $80 million was, is still a substantial reserve for an entity like ourselves. Some people, you sit here and think, well, what's the amount of money you should have in your rate stabilization? Well, if you look at general rules of how much entities should have in reserves, a lot of times their reserves are limited to no more than 25 or 30% of their operating budget. If that was the case, our reserve balances would be maybe $10 million total. Well, we have in this case $33 million just in the rate stabilization fund, and we've got more than $10 million in other reserve funds that I've... Go to the next slide.
John?
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, that's...
And that PK deal has bothered me from the standpoint that we're recognizing it, but we don't have... We know they've got the money to pay it if we come to an agreement with them. I mean, where are we on that?
PK, you mean Granbury?
Yeah, Set Ranch. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Which one do you mean? Set Ranch or Granbury?
Yeah, I'm talking about Set Ranch. Excuse me. And that's what that is, isn't it?
The seven. You're talking about
$7.5 million.
Go back. So, yes. Yes, sir. That was been the estimate that we've just plugged in from a budgeting standpoint. And I don't know, maybe, I don't know. That's okay, the Set Ranch. I probably could have put Set Ranch out on the end of it. That's House Bill 3032. 3032.
But you saw the intent today. That's probably high.
Well, are we counting the chickens before the hatch?
Well, absolutely. That number could be a few million. It could be, and so obviously it would make your balance be accordingly. Also, some of the expenditure in the capital projects, we'll know more about it as we get a little further in years to where that's going to come. I would bet some of that will come in under, in total, of where that is, but how much, I don't know. But that's at this point our best estimates of what we're looking at.
John?
Yes.
I guess my question is sort of in connection with that. We collected $50 million on the Patterson sale. We're using 20 and a half of it to pay down debt, so we've got an extra 30, which is why our reserves can be as high as they are. I guess the question is, what criteria are you using to decide to hold that much reserve rather than pay down maybe more than $20 million in debt?
Even more.
Or I could say that another way, where would we be if we hadn't collected the $50 million? What would we not be doing that we're doing today because of it? I don't think we've got it all in reserve. We're probably doing some other things.
That's right.
But, I mean, we collected 50. We're paying 20. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Sure. Exactly right. We collected $50 million. We're looking at 20 if we pay off these two debt issuances here in the bottom. But, in addition, we're going to use some of that, if you will, 50 or whatever our reserves are to also do the capital expenditures of another 28 or 29 up there. So we're going to use it and the SWATS payment and those types
of things. So there's a relationship. I mean, the more debt, the more expensive debt we can pay down, the more critical it is to hold a high reserve. I mean, there's a relationship there. So I guess I'm just questioning why we're not paying down a little bit more of using a little more of the $50 million to pay some more debt down.
Right. Right. Well, the exactly right. The more expensive your debt is, the more advantageous it is to use monies you're making 87 basis points on to pay it down. Although that's current rates, and debt obviously you're paying out over time. But then you saw Susan's presentation showed even long term, 2018, I believe she was saying rates would only be maybe 3% by that point, 10 years from now. So it definitely even further supports the need to pay down your debt. And your point is that we should perhaps even pay more down. And it's a function of how far do you want to take your reserves down. Now, even at we're looking at spending, you can see the difference between 80 and 33. It's some roughly $46 million that I'm representing on a net basis that we would spend this year.
Doesn't it stand to reason that if we paid down considerably more, I mean, our borrowing power is improved by doing so. And if the rates that we pay on borrowing is going to be less than we benefit from by paying off these higher interest rates, I don't know.
Yes. Well, and we certainly, if you'll go back a couple of slides, Nancy. Go back one slide. Go back one more. Right here, the series 2002A, I'd mentioned the AMT, that's 6.7. It becomes callable in August. And we may look at bringing a recommendation of using even the remaining reserves to use $7 million to pay that one down. It's not callable yet, so I'm not bringing it forward.
That's the answer to the question. It's not callable yet, and so we didn't bring it.
In other words, we can't prepay?
No. You can't prepay a bond like that until the call dates, and
okay,
that call
so
date is...
No, there's a penalty. Well,
that's
penalty
correct.
For prepayment on everything except those that the call dates are coming up on.
That's exactly right. That was a 10-year, had a 10-year call. You can see in 2000, it's in August of 2002. And some of those ones below it also will be callable later. And we will certainly be looking at that.
But on the other hand, sometimes you can negotiate.
Well, you can do that. Before call dates, you can put money in escrow. There are ways you can do things, but it's not quite as advantageous. But it's a good point. And we'll also look, if you go back one slide, back to the federal, those are all, I mean, those are loans. Those can be paid off, prepaid anytime. The contracts allow any of those. So we're looking at that. I was just picking the lowest hanging fruit, which was the Aquila one. And then we can look at the Georgetown and the Granger and start working our way up again. As you know, in subsequent meetings and stuff, and try to determine that, if that makes sense. I felt like at this point that $20 million was a good start. Was a good start if we were to do those two, and then we continue to evaluate our capital expenditures and things like that, and sort of see where our reserves need to be.
Trying to
All right, so look, go back to that.
Slide a second.
To your point. No, one more. Look at systems operation, like Ranger intake, PK decommissioning, that won't want to do the valve or the where we get release of water. It's all trying to perpetuate them to get more water supply.
Yeah.
And this right here, the Trinity groundwater, is a pilot program to use on our existing resources to see if it's possible to take water, brackish water, basically, and be able to mix it with what's in Lake Ranger and get a return.
So these are investments that we would have had difficulty making had we not done the PK deal.
It would been more difficult, sure. Yes, sir.
Absolutely, yes.
John, where does the $6 million for the divestiture come in for this play?
What were you
or
talking
SWATs?
About? The SWATs? Or
sorry, my fault, excuse me.
Okay, yeah, that's there. So anyway, again, that's a look, and it's a prudent thing.
What was our reserve before we had the sale, not typically?
Around 30 million, and now see this really contemplates spending the almost all of the PK money. If you look at it, if it all happens that way, that's about $46 million. So it's pretty close to it. So that gets us back to almost the pre PK period.
And there's another methodology to our madness. If you look at just what happened with Senator Corona's hearing here of late, there's a realization that's coming around, and like the article I sent you yesterday that says water is fixing to go up in price. Why would you throw diamonds in the front yard? That's what's going to be like with water, because they say it's underpriced. The legislature, in my humble opinion, is coming to the realization that we have not paid for or financed the way to get the infrastructure necessary to get the growth of water here to keep the development coming to the state of Texas. And so those have got to be being hand in hand, and they're out of balance right now.
And the other advantage to this strategy is budgetary. By paying those two debt issuances off, you save about $1.5 million in debt service in partially in fiscal 12, because we're in that year already, but in future years, fiscal 13. And so that allows you room in your budget then from a rate setting standpoint. We know we're going to have some things. As we mentioned, if SWATs goes away, we're going to lose some management fee. We're going to lose some G&A overhead, some things like that. And we've got some other costs. There are actually probably going to be some Corps of Engineer costs that may go up this next year on some of the operational stuff. So it gives us some flexibility. And quite frankly, when we divested the PK property, we lost $1.5 million worth of revenue, at least revenue, that went away. And so this, in effect, becomes almost a wash. Now you're replacing.
That was pretty well offset with staff costs, though, wasn't it?
Well, no, not really. And the problem was, it really wasn't offset either by interest rates. We in effect only were able to. We took $50 million at one basis point. It's only $500,000 of revenue. So that was an area where we had to, move our budget around to cover that.
As a state agency, are there any disadvantages to us by having our balance sheet too liquid? In other words, are there other state needs that somebody might reach in and get some of our money?
Back to my earlier comment.
Yeah.
Yes.
You run some risk of a state government over there looking around and seeing what state agencies seem to be flushing cash and stuff. So absolutely, it's something we think about. Anyway, any questions? Next slide. We've gone through that. That just sort of shows where we are. We're still in a very healthy. We'd still be in a very healthy position as far as total unrestricted revenues. I mean, of reserves of $45 million even after all of this. In fiscal 12, so still leaves us in a very good position. Next slide. I think the next slide is a resolution, and there's actually this resolution, and then there's another resolution on the other bond, calling the other bonds. This is the first resolution, is authorizing us to pay off the Lake Aquila debt, the Federal Reservoir debt. And if anybody had any more questions, I'll read this resolution. Okay, make sure.
sure I've got the right, let me get, make sure I've got the right number there. Let me just read from here, make sure I've got it right. Whereas the Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, the authority is an agency and political subdivision of the state of Texas, being a conservation and reclamation district created and functioning under Chapter 8502, Texas Special District Local Laws Code as amended, all pursuant to and in furtherance of the purposes of Article 16, Section 59 of the Constitution of Texas. And whereas the authority heretofore entered into an agreement with the United States Army Corps of Engineers in April 1995 regarding repayment of project investment costs for water supply storage at Aquila Lake, Texas. And whereas the agreement included two debt amortization schedules, in parentheses number one, a principal amount of $1,024,417.97, term of 38 years, interest rate of 5.116%, and number two, a principal amount of $9,438,109.51, term of 48 years, interest rate of 5.116%, and whereas the agreement granted the authority the right at any time to prepay the indebtedness in whole or in part with accrued interest to the date of prepayment, and whereas the Board of Directors of the Authority, in parentheses the Board, has determined that it is appropriate and in the best interest of the Authority to prepay the indebtedness in whole as soon as reasonably practicable. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that Section 1, the General Manager CEO of the Authority, is hereby designated as the authorized officer of the authority and is hereby authorized, appointed, and designated as the officer or employee of the authority authorized to act on behalf of the authority in carrying out the procedures specified in this resolution. Section 2, it is hereby found and determined that the prepayment of the debt is advisable and necessary in order to best utilize available reserves and reduce future debt service. And Section 3, the authorized officer shall be authorized to execute, deliver, and file all documentation and take all actions necessary or deemed necessary or appropriate to prepay the Lake Aquila debt obligation.
Any questions? Heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Poll the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.